There, my dear child, put down the cup and yield your place to this elderly gentleman who treads so tenderly over the paving stones that I suspect he is afraid of breaking them. What? He limps by without so much as thanking me? As if my hospitable offers were meant only for people who have no wine cellars. Well, well, sir, no harm done, I hope. Go draw the cork, tip the decanter. But when your great toe shall set you a-roaring, it will be no affair of mine. If gentlemen love the pleasant titillation of the gout, it is all one to the town pump. This thirsty dog, with his red tongue lolling out, does not scorn my hospitality, but stands on his hind legs and laps eagerly out of the trough. See how lightly he capers away again. Jowler, did your worship ever have the gout? Your pardon, good people, I must interrupt my stream of eloquence and spout forth a stream of water to replenish the trough for this teamster and his two yoke of oxen, who have come all the way from Staunton or somewhere along that way. No part of my business gives me more pleasure than the watering of cattle. Look how rapidly they lower the water mark on the sides of the trough, till their capacious stomachs are moistened with a gallon or two apiece, and they can afford time to breathe with sighs of calm enjoyment. Now they roll their quiet eyes around the brim of their monstrous drinking vessel. An ox is your true toper.